This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Echo Gecko is brought to you by Fun Kids with the British Ecological Society, advancing ecology and making it count.
Hello, I'm Echo Gecko, a lizard who loves ecology. Ecology sounds complicated, but it just means understanding the connections between the animals and plants with which we share our world. Why don't you join me as we find out more? Today we're in the East African grasslands, known as the savannah. It does rain sometimes, but normally it's hot and dry. The rich volcanic soil helps keep the grass growing, perfect for a lizard like me. Hee-hee! These grasses make a steady supply of food for all sorts of mammals, as many as 100 big ones in just one square mile. You'd think there might be a lot of fighting, but cleverly, different species prefer different parts of the savannah, so that helps keep the peace. Let's move out of the way. Here come some elephants. They like the open plains, and so do zebras. Sitatunga, which look a bit like deer, love the swampy parts, and over there in the wooded savannah, giraffes make their home, where they can reach the higher leaves that other animals can't. So there's room for everyone. And that means there's lots of prey for lions. Let's lay low for a minute, just to be safe. After all, lions are the top predators in the savannah, along with leopards and hyenas. They aren't picky about what they eat, whatever's nearest. They'll often go for the older animals, or the sick or young who can't run as fast. And even when they've eaten their fill, there are all sorts of birds that will swoop down to pick the bones clean, like this vulture. He has no feathers on his neck so that he can delve into carcasses without getting mucky. Nothing is wasted. This is no place for a gentle gecko like me. I'm out of here. I'll see you next time.
Eco Bite. Closer to home, do you know the wildlife in your garden hedge can tell you all about local ecology? Depending on how old the hedge is, you may have dormice nesting, especially if you have berries in your bush. Birds love berries too, but you're more likely to find birds in taller hedges. If your hedge is fairly sheltered, you may also find butterflies stopping by. Another animal you may have seen in your garden and who loves hedges is the hedgehog. They're very common hedge dwellers, as their name suggests. They make their nests in hedges and forage for food amongst the insects and plants. Join us again next time when we find out more about ecology on Fun Kids. Echo Gecko is brought to you by Fun Kids with the British Ecological Society, advancing ecology and making it count.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.